I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Now remember, no innuendo on this episode.
It's going to be a very dull episode for everyone.
I agree. So why don't you just cut your losses now?
Nope. No. You made it perfectly clear last week.
Okay.
And that is the cross you're going to have to bear.
All right. We'll see how you get on. Hello and welcome to Help I Sex With My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like, how do I get my face painted on a pub wall?
You've been painted over yet?
Not yet. How would someone prepare for being rimmed live on stage?
I wouldn't know.
And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual Agni Ants, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more luxury car, you're more lazy spa. That's from Josh and Zoe.
Why is that lamp on? It's broad daylight.
That lamp is on every week.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
It's a waste of electric, that.
It's an energy efficient bulb.
Oh, okay. Still.
Wish you were energy efficient.
Okay, was that an innuendo?
No, that wasn't. No, okay. That was a dig.
No, I am looking here. There's no gin and the bonnet.
No. We've got something called Prosecco and Red Bull.
Oh, this is a turbo wine, isn't it?
Yes. Last week, we released our episode with the crime podcast Red Handed with Hannah and Saruthi, and they mentioned that their podcast drink of choice was something called a turbo wine. And we haven't tried it. They tried Gin and De Bonnet for us. Mm-hmm. So it's probably only fair. I'm saying this with a very heavy heart that we try it. It's presumably, I don't know, they didn't tell us the proportions. Is it an equal measure?
Half and half.
So, would you like to do the Red Bull and I'll open the Prosecco? So,
this is what they toast to all their spooky bitches, which is what they call their listeners, like what we call you, our Gene Divas. Mm-hmm. So, we'd like to say hello to them who've been in touch for the first time. Oh, the smell of Red Bull makes me gip.
If it makes you gip, what's it going to do to me? Can I ask what is actually in Red Bull?
You don't want to know, because I used to drink this at uni. I used to drink it on nights out and, like, at uni.
Okay.
Oh, it just reminds me of being in Liquid. That's a... Oh! That's a nightclub in Sunderland. Oh. I also quite like it as well. Oh.
Okay, I'm pouring in the Prosecco.
Oh, Prosecco just makes me feel so wholesome. It does. It reminds me of my mum being at home. She'll go, I've got some Prosecco in the fridge. She has some Prosecco and have a bitch. Oh, go on, have some Prosecco and have a bitch.
Would you pour the Red Bull, please? Equal measures.
I've told you about Cheryl's patio, tacky. She's copied us. She tried to copy me and your dad, but...
Oh, it just looks like beer and that's going to really put me off.
No, it's...
Stop, that's enough.
Oh, God. I think we need to drop more Prosecco at the top. I do love Prosecco.
So common.
In another life, I was a hun.
You are a hun now, aren't you?
I'm like, oh God, that stinks.
Oh,
it smells awful.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to have a sip of this and then it's being removed from this table.
Oh, who are we toasting to?
Well, the spooky bitches.
We'll toast to all the spooky bitches. Cheers. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm going to stick to G&D.
I am off my rocker. That's great. That could be my new drink. Now that I'm tired a lot, might have mentioned it. Mm. I'm actually not that too tired today.
Okay. Week three.
Oh,
it, please, could someone take this away?
I quite like it.
I can't. I really can't.
Why?
It's not a nice smell. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
I might just have a sip of Red Bull.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh.
I'm going to do this episode sober and no innuendo.
Oh, it's going to be really boring.
Can you hear that? They're all tuning out now.
Oh.
But Jordan, is Red Bull alcohol?
Have a Red Bull.
No, I don't want one.
This is a man who's never had Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Cola.
Yes. I don't do any fizzy other than tonic. I don't do sparkling drinks.
Ooh, I am flying. Can I touch your face?
Can I touch your face?
Why?
Oh, that's real purdy. Oh, call the cops. I'm off my chops.
Wow. Talking of red-handed, I think I've done this story years ago on the podcast, but I remember being the only time I was pulled over by the police in my car was when I was driving back. I was working at a theatre in Bristol, the Redgrave Theatre, where I'm going to be performing Solitary Refinement, tickets on sale. And I had been doing a show
there
for school.
Do I have to
come
for that?
Not to Bristol. Yeah. And I had been doing a show and we'd been painting the set. Anyway, and it was sort of 11 o'clock at night and I was doing 40 and a 30, which is really bad and I've never done again. And they pulled me over and anyway, license, registration, all that routine. And as they came back, having checked my details, I looked down at my hands and I had paint on my hands that was red. And I said to the officer, look, I've been caught red-handed. He didn't find it funny.
Did he not?
No.
It's like the one that pulled me up for curb crawling. Do you not remember? I've told you this before.
Curb crawling?
I got pulled up for curb crawling in Preston. Right.
You do know what curb crawling
yes,
is?
Yes, I'm aware. So I just got a new car.
Right.
When I passed my test. It was a Rock FM one with like my face on it. And
yes.
Name it showed outside. And I practiced in a diesel and this was a petrol car. And I kept stalling it. I got myself really worked up. And I couldn't sleep. So I went out at like 1 o'clock in the morning, started practicing me clutch control. Right. I've not told this before. And a copper pulls me up. Blue lights come from nowhere. It's pissing down with rain. He went, what are you doing? I went, practicing my biting point. He went, what? In Preston's red light district? I went, come on, I won't make it up. He went, I've just pulled a bloke over who's been looking for his dog for 2 weeks. I got pulled up, yeah.
Wow.
It's practicing my biting point, my clutch control.
You see, if this was a normal episode, I'd make a joke there.
Dude, come
no,
on.
No, because you have made it perfectly clear that I shouldn't do that many innuendo.
Also, before we move on, just to say I love what you're wearing today.
Describe it.
It's a knitted polo jumper.
It is, yeah.
Did late granny knit that for you?
No.
No, okay.
It's new.
Who knitted that for you?
Mr. Drake.
Oh.
It's blue and yellow.
I'm sorry, but that turbo thing's gone to my head already. I'm pissed. It's blue and yellow?
Yes. Yellow?
Yeah.
Blue.
Oh, okay.
Jordan's colourblind.
I'd say turquoise.
Okay, no. Yeah. I'd say pastel blue.
Oh, and you've got collars.
Yes, it's got a little collar as well. It's a very nice little detail on the cuff.
Oh, what's that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that your family crest?
It's not my family crest, no.
Okay. We've got lots to talk about. How's your week been? How was the costume shop visit for the tour?
It was great fun.
Was it?
Stuart and I, Chairman Emeritus Stuart, and I had so much fun. And all I can say is, and I'm particularly addressing this to the soon-to-return producer, Ben, you weren't meant to be on sabbatical at the moment, so you have absolutely no leg to stand on when you go, I'm not wearing that. Because if you hadn't extended your sabbatical, you would have had a say. You extended your sabbatical. That's what you're wearing. Tough.
It's going to a costume shop, like going to Halfords, but for gays. Is that what it was like? You know, like dads proper look forward to go. Oh, I'm going to Halfords this weekend. I'll get it. Don't worry.
This is not just a costume shop. This is Angels, we should say, warehouse. It is massive. It is, well, one person told me it was the largest in Europe. Another person told me it was the largest in the world. It's very large. There are 8 miles of rack.
What?
Okay.
Of it costumes.
It is massive. You name it, they've got it.
Can I see anything? Is it?
Where's my phone?
Don't leave it near Adam. He'll be looking porn up on it. You know what it's like?
Don't be mean to
me. Right, this is not going to be an on-running joke. Sorry. His mother listens to this. Sorry.
This is what we're thinking of producer Ben wearing.
Oh, my Jesus days.
Yeah. There's not a lot of it. Let's put it this way. If anyone came to see
listen that, Alex.
If anyone came to see the last tour.
Where is it?
Will he get...
Where is it, Adam Seth?
If How anyone is he going to get into that?
Yeah, well, you're helping him. If anyone saw the last tour when Ben was wearing hot pants, let's put it that way, that is a Victorian dress in comparison to what we're going to put him in. There's that. That's all right.
What's that for?
Act one. We'll just say act one.
At the end?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go with it. That's for you.
I'm not getting into that.
You are.
What's that for?
We'll tell you later. And
you take it piss.
Oh, and there's that.
Oh, is that Camp Ban?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is. Yeah. Well, that's part of Camp Ban.
Oh, okay.
There's more.
Okay.
But it was great fun. We were quite grateful you weren't there.
Why?
Because you would have distracted us.
Why would I have distracted?
We'd also probably have lost you.
Yeah.
I mean, I nearly got lost numerous times.
I'd come out looking like someone from a theatre show. Come out looking like I've been in Wicked.
My favourite bit was where Stu went, oh, loads of pyjamas, went, Stuart, that's prison uniform.
Oh, I wish I was there.
It was good. Well, I'm sure we can go back. I think we potentially might be going back for a fitting.
Really?
Just to check whatever we've got for Ben fits.
No, it says here on my notes, COVID vaccine update.
Yes.
Please, it's not...
So you can now, for those that want them, for certain pharmacies are doing them privately, so you can pay and have a COVID vaccine. And I chose to go and have one because I thought I don't want COVID during the tour. I need to sort of be at my best.
Maybe I want to get one of those B12 shots as well.
We can potentially get it done at the same time.
Yeah, we should get those because that's what people do. Because I don't want to be ill fit at all.
No,
touch wood.
Anyway, and I'm not great with needles.
No.
Okay. I know that you know it helps, but if they could sort of do vaccines or injections for when you go overseas with like a nice little strepsil or
see,
something.
Was it in your arm?
Yeah.
So you don't mind a little prick in your bum, do you? But in your arm?
I'm not making any jokes.
Okay.
Don't ruin this episode.
Okay.
You've let yourself down.
Sorry. But anyway, you got a vaccine.
I got a vaccine in my left arm because I'm right-handed. And that sounds wrong. And anyway, I sort of said to her, she said, do you have any history with fainting with needles? I said, yeah, yes. She went, okay, just relax. And then she said to me, she went, just think of your happy place, like that guy on the TV.
Shut up. Oh my God, is that what she said?
And I was then anything but relaxed.
Is that what she actually said?
Yes.
Like that guy off the TV?
Yeah.
I've still got it. Oh, so I don't know if it can be asked for the anti-vaxxers here now.
Well, it was personal choice.
It's personal choice.
They have personal choice. I have personal choice.
Personal choice.
So there we go. Also, we haven't talked about this character before, and she really is a character. Micah's niece, Annie, who is 4 years old, the other day. We FaceTimed her quite a lot.
Oh, that's a good drink, Matt.
And anyway, we FaceTimed her, and she was getting ready for bed, and she was in her Little Mermaid Ariel from Little Mermaid t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, Annie, we love your t-shirt. Wow. Just, you know, it's Ariel. I was like, yes, we'd like one. And she, her disposition changed. She went, you can't have one because you don't like girls. Age 4.
How does she know that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what has been told to her.
Oh, okay.
But in her head, no, Mikey and William, Uncle Mikey and Uncle William, or Uncle Willie, as I actually am, don't like girls. I mean, we do like girls. We like Julie Andrews. We like Patricia Routledge. Judy Garland, lots of girls.
The thing is, Annie, it's where you're wrong, because they would love an Ariel t-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, I just remember Mikey telling us when we were drunk that time that he had a Pocahontas t-shirt when he was a boy.
Very, very young boy, yeah. And his age.
He was 10 and he had a Pocahontas.
No, he was not 10.
He was. He wasn't 15.
No, but I don't think he was 10.
Oh, was he not 10?
I think he was like 4 or 5.
Oh, he was 4 or 5 and he had a... Mm.
And a Pocahontas cake as well.
He had a Pocahontas cake t-shirt.
I know.
Don't tell him that, dickhead. Lads on buildings out of that. I don't want him knowing. It was so sweet. Bless him.
Anyway.
Couple of things I'd like to discuss today.
Oh, right.
First of all, have you noted the demise of the urinal?
Well, I have never used a urinal before.
Just, you
can't, like, now when, I don't know if you've talked about this before, but you go for a wee somewhere and we have to queue because there's no urinals anymore. And like, you come out of a toilet and you just had a wee, but someone's been in before, and then someone goes in after you and they think you've done a number two. It's really annoying. I just think we need to get back to urinals.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one thing I wanted to say. Like here where we work, there's no urinals, is there? So you go into the cubicle, you go in after someone, you're like, cheers, but oh God, you dirty get. And then you go in and you think that, and then someone goes in after you and thinks it's you. Can we just have a urinal? I nearly went in sync.
Oh, Jordan.
I used to at uni. It's not my proudest moment. I had a bottle of Flash, but it's not my proudest moment. Oh. I know. Because the toilet were on two flights up.
Oh, don't.
I know. I'm not proud. I used to drink Red Bull back then as well. So.
Okay. Also, aren't you on Capital Breakfast? You're still doing this. You did it a couple of weeks ago. The Jordan sandwich thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do this this involves innuendo.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Yeah, it's doing well. I've said it before on the podcast. I'll say it again. Next time you're having a sausage or bacon sandwich, try it with all three sauces. Mustard, it can be English mustard or American mustard, brown sauce and ketchup, and you can thank me later. Loads of people are like, oh, it sounds minging, try it.
And it's called a Jordan. Mm.
A lad introduced me to it about 12 years ago. I'll never forget him. What was his name now? And
the old ones are the best.
No, I used to work with him at Five Live. Ben, he recalled.
Okay.
Introduced me. Second thing I want to bring up this week.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the term moose knuckle?
Well, I think vaguely.
Okay.
For those that are not familiar with it.
Moose knuckle is male camel toe, I believe.
Would you like to explain what camel toe is?
Camel toe, how can I explain this? Camel toe, for those that you don't know, is where you can see a lady's vagina.
Vagina? Have you put an F on the end?
Is it vagina?
Yes.
So a lady's private parts through her trousers or a tight.
Which I believe not many women like.
What?
When it's pointed out to them.
Well, no, you won't point. Who have you pointed it out to?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't pointed it out
What's
to anyone.
What's the etiquette for pointing out camel toe? Don't. But
no, but I think it's a sensitive area.
Anyway, so the point is that we put a video up of William recently in a speedboat.
It was a little rib.
A little. Oh, come on. There's an innuendo in that.
I know, and I'm not doing it.
And most of the comments from our wonderful listeners, our fantastic Gene Divas, are pointing out William's moose knuckle.
This is because the strap of the life vest, the buoyancy aid that I was in.
Can I see the video? Let me have a look.
Went under my crotch to attach at the back. And obviously, when you are on a bumpy journey across the channel, it had sort of pulled.
Right, I'm just looking at it now. I didn't notice. This is my idea of a very nice Oh my God, yeah. Look like you've got socks down there. And most of the comments are the camel toe effect of the life vest, though. This is the best thing I've seen in a long time. Yeah, a lot of moose knuckle comments.
Well, you're all perverts.
So what's the etiquette of having...
Well, I'm happily married, man.
Moose knuckle. Why is it called moose knuckle?
I don't know, and I don't think I ever want to know.
Oh, PE teachers had moose knuckle. I'm sure it was like a weird thing he did. I don't remember.
My PE teacher, who will remain nameless, would always put up notices without apostrophes. So I would go around and correct them with a red pen, and to the point where I then put a passive-aggressive poem in his staff room locker that was, I can only remember the first few lines, which was, I hate to be impertinent, it's really not my style, your apostrophes have been missing and have been for a while, so take the hint and soon you'll see that grammar's really easy, and I forget the rest.
I bet he loved you.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He didn't, actually, we didn't get on.
Oh, shit.
But also, he once, actually, I'm going to get it off my chest now.
Here we go.
He was covering, like, you know when a teacher was ill and, like, you'd get another teacher to cover. So he was covering, and I put my hand up and said, please, sir, may I go to the lavatory? Perfectly polite. And he openly laughed and mocked me for saying lavatory. And everyone else laughed. And I thought, right, stuff you. That's where the apostrophe thing came from.
Sounds like a proper PE teacher.
Proper something.
They always had. Did he have moose knuckle?
I'd never looked there.
He used to wear like the trackies up to like below the nipples, didn't he? So you could see it.
Well,
why is it called moose knuckle? Just looking at my knuckle now.
Yeah, but you're not a moose.
I've got hairy knuckles. Even my knuckles are hairy. He's trying really hard.
I am.
You?
I am.
It's killing you.
It is killing me.
You've gone violet.
Violet? What?
Even with all that makeup on.
I'm not wearing any makeup. It's au naturel.
Before we go on to the listeners' problems and questions, do you want another turbo thingy?
No, I don't.
Shall we go to Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Yes. Here's the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Cha, cha, cha.
Emily sent me this, Emily Grace on Instagram. And said, hi, my husband and I were listening to Sexes last night and he suggested I send in a joke for Jordan's Jolly Joke that my grandfather taught me when I was only 7 years old. A penguin takes his car into the mechanic to get it checked out. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Oh.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. Our Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week this week is from Emily Grace. Her granddad taught this when she was 7 years old. A penguin takes his car into the mechanic to get it checked out. The mechanic tells him it'll be a little while, so the penguin... So the penguin goes next door to an ice cream shop to get a snack. He orders a vanilla ice cream, and since he's a penguin, he gets it all over his face. He heads back to the mechanic and walks in, and the mechanic looks at him and says, "Looks like you blew a seal." The penguin touches his face and says, "Oh, don't worry, it's just a bit of ice cream." Well, I had no idea what this meant and told everyone at school because I thought it was, the joke was that penguins can't actually talk or drive a car, says Emily. Looks like you blew a seal.
Obviously, it's not funny.
Wait, I think I've got some more as well. Should we peek on that one?
I'd peek on that. Go out on a high.
Do you think?
Yes. Before we go on to the questions and dilemmas, something I've noticed on a lot of the cinema websites that are showing Sexted Live on the 14th of May is that, bizarrely, They have listed executive producer Ben, who hasn't even been here since January, and Chairman Emeritus Stewart as directors of the film. Like they're Steven Spielberg.
What? Scorsese over here.
Yes. Directors.
They're actual direct. Ben's not been here for about 3 months.
Hasn't directed anything in his life. Even struggles with the direct debit. No, there's not. Sorry, there's not even a...
You are struggling today, aren't you?
I can't do anything if I don't do smut.
Go back to it. Just admit you were wrong. Just get it all out.
You started this.
Just go on.
Ooh. No, you can't just get out innuendo. You've got to let them...
I'm going to lick this Red Bull. Come on.
I'm not doing a rimming joke.
Come on.
I'll do one in a minute.
No, go on.
What?
Do a little...
What, lick the rim joke?
Just get out. Come on, do an innuendo.
I'll give you one in a minute.
Was that one?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was the oldest one in the book.
We failed. Okay. Just go back to the William we know and love.
I don't like your hair. Now it's time for your questions and dilemmas.
At least I've got some. Remember, if you need...
Not if you pull the front bit back, you haven't.
I hear Nev. At least it didn't look like I come on open top bus with my face on the side of it. Remember, if you need our help with something, then get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexwithmyboss.com. You can DM us, we're at sexwithmyboss on the socials, or you can write to William, who in the fullness of time promises a handwritten reply on one of our luxury greeting cards with executive self-seal envelopes.
Where's the address?
The address is on the website, William. It's sexwithmyboss.com.
Okay, we have no idea what is coming up, as ever. This one is from Lena, or Lena. Hello, William and Jordan. I've just moved to the UK from Austria to live with my husband and have noticed that people here do not take off their shoes at the front door when they come to visit. Back home, it would be considered very rude to leave your shoes on, but here no one really seems to be bothered, which I find a bit gross. What is the etiquette on shoes in the house? Can I ask visitors to take them off? Thank you so much. Lena.
Isn't this in Asia as well, some parts of Asia?
Yeah, Japan.
Japan. Mm. China as well, is it?
Sometimes, yeah. Although Chinese often don't entertain in their houses.
Do they not?
No, they'll do it in restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're very close family.
So what is it? We've talked about this before. You don't think it... You think it's rude to ask people to take their shoes off.
Yeah. Look, if they've schlepped through a field to get there...
Is that German for schwept?
Then fair enough to ask them to remove shoes. Mm. Fine. But no, I don't, a shoe is part of the whole outfit. Mm. Imagine going around to Buckingham Palace and the king and queen going, "Could you just remove your shoes?"
I would, in a big house like that.
No. And they've got much more expensive carpets than any of us have, even you.
Can you imagine how much carpet they've got in their house?
I don't think they have carpets. They have wood floors with rugs.
No, they've got carpet. They've got like a big red carpet, haven't they? Goes up the stairs and stuff.
Yeah, okay, but that's not wall to wall. Anyway.
Do you think they've ever used Shake and Vac?
Yeah, I think Princess Margaret was big into that. Yeah, the etiquette with taking your shoes off or asking people to... If it's... Look, I don't love it. In etiquette land, we don't love it. But your house, your rules. Mm. So if you want people to take their shoes off, fine. But as I think, and I think we've put this in the Sex of My Boss book, which is still out and coming out in paperback in a few months' time. If you are going to insist on people taking off their shoes, you need to have in the hallway a little puff for them to sit on.
Just pop them on here.
Hello, Diego. Don't sit on a whippet. So you can't expect them to remove their shoes standing up. I hate it when people do that. You've got to allow them to come into the house to sit on a chair, a stool, a step, something to remove their shoes.
Okay. I don't mind it now. I used to ask people to take them off, but I've invested in, have I told you about this? It's changed my life. I've invested in a spray mop.
Yes.
So now I just give me little floors a spray mop. Oh, it's got to be up there. We sliced bread and when the invented... pause in telly on Sky Digital. Spray mop. Do you remember that? You could series link stuff and that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I don't mind it now because I'll just do a little spray mop.
Yeah, it gives you something to clean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Anonymous. Good morrow, all. I split from my fiancé a year ago. 6 months on from the split, my family continue to have contact with her. Initially, I struggled to cope with this. However, I have since learned to let go for an easy life. Fast forward to now, I recently found out that my ex has a new girlfriend. I'm very happy for her and wish her the best. However, last week, she messaged my mum saying she was in the area and asked my parents to meet her and her new girlfriend for drinks. Interesting. I find the entire situation bizarre and cannot understand why her new partner would want to meet my parents. Such people continue to tell me this isn't weird and that it's lovely and positive. Please could I get your views on this situation, as I can't believe they don't think it's odd. Anonymous. That is odd.
I agree. It's hard, and it's probably one of the worst things about a breakup, you know. Your mutual friends and their family that you love just as much, and their siblings as well. But you've got to let it go. And she should absolutely probably not be in touch with parents. It's different if
I'd also be really annoyed.
They've been married and they got kids, and there's a relationship with grandparents and stuff. I do think that's different then, because you can still have a relationship with the grandparents. But yeah, meeting up for afternoon tea. Nah.
I would also say to your parents that they even if they get approached, your parents should go, look, as much as we'd love to do that and we wish you no harm, obviously, we have to side with our child.
I agree.
Hope all is well.
Yeah.
I just think it's odd. Like, yeah.
No.
Anonymous, I am on your side.
I am as well. Unless it's like kids and his grandparents and stuff, but they need to keep a distance and cut them off.
This is from Carlos. Dear William, what?
It's a nice name.
It is a nice name. It's your name on the weekend, isn't it?
Carlos.
Dear William and Jordan.
I wish.
What?
I'm bloody weekend free. I never stop working.
A tiny violin in the distance.
That's fine.
I recently went to a nice restaurant for lunch with my mother, brother, and his family. We decided to order a bottle of red Italian wine.
Hang on, my mother, brother, and his family. Isn't that your family?
My mother, brother, and his... Well, it could be his wife. Or his partner, husband,
course,
whatever.
Sure.
We decided to order a bottle of red Italian wine, as I'm quite partial to them.
A little Chianti.
Oh, it's very...
It's a Hannibal, isn't it?
I know. It was a bit expensive, but we felt we deserved a treat. The waiter came back a few minutes later to inform us they had run out of that particular wine, but offered us an alternative.
Rioja, Malbec.
Yeah?
Echo Falls.
I don't think Malbec is that's from Argentina.
So I don't mind. I'm back on the Malbec at the moment.
Okay, no, it's very nice, but I wouldn't say it's an alternative to an Italian wine. Anyway, we accepted without giving it much thought, assuming it would be in a similar price range. The surprise came at the end. We were baffled by the price of the bottle of wine, as it was twice the price as the one we originally ordered. No, that's not good. We briefly discussed it and decided to pay without making a fuss. However, it is still bothering me. Should we have said something? Should they have offered a similarly priced wine? Should we have asked when they bought the alternative wine? Warmest regards, Carlos.
I agree, Carlos. They should have just said, you're the etiquette expert, so you tell me, but the waiter
Thank
should
you
have just
for letting
said
me know.
To one of, good etiquette, with the waiter to just said to one of the people at the table.
There's a price difference.
Just to let you know, it's a bit more, or this is a lot more expensive, or we could find you another one in a similar price range.
Yeah, I mean, look, Carlos, yes, of course you could have asked, but I think if it was sort of 10 to 15% more expensive, you could go, okay, fair enough. But twice the price, absolutely not. Yeah. That's really bad form.
So you should have said somewhere. And it's marked up anyway, so.
Well, yeah. What you could do in future, presuming that this was in this country, is you could say, if you query it, you go, look, we weren't informed of the price hike. And I would put it back into their court and go, what do you suggest we do? Yeah. You didn't inform us of the price difference. And if they sort of go, well, tough cheese, remove the service charge.
Yeah, I agree.
Make it back that way. It's optional.
That's really good advice. That Red Bull's actually knocking me a bit sick now, so I'm going to leave it over there. Oh, it's not like me on the first episode, don't I?
No, not that. It's not that bad.
Ooh.
This is from Kate. Dear William, Jordan, and the rest of the team, you made a comment on the podcast a few weeks ago about stiff socks, and it prompted me to get in touch.
Did we?
You did.
I can't remember. What did we say?
Seamen and stiff socks.
Sailors? Do sailors have stiff socks?
Maybe. When cleaning my 15-year-old son's attic room...
Oh, God.
I once noticed one of the cupboards in the eaves was slightly ajar. My initial response was to merely slide it shut. However, I then noticed a sock poking out from the opening.
Oh, God.
Upon sliding the door back, I then came face to face with a small pile of socks that were crusty, stiff, and undeniably wanky, spunky smelling.
Oh, that's his mum.
Stop looking at Adam. I was torn. I had two choices. Close the door, scrub my eyeballs and nose with bleach, and forget this horror, or to remove the offending items. In the panic-filled moment, I chose the latter, and after marigolds were firmly in place, I removed the socks and disposed of them. Do I now tell my teenage son where his fun-filled friction socks are in the hopes he adopts a tissue or other disposable habit, or say nothing to spare his blushes? Warmest regards, Kate.
He could have washed them. Didn't have to bin them. They're fine on a boil wash, so I've been told. Could have put them on a boiled wash.
Mm.
I miss being that age. Just
why?
Just playing Grand Theft Auto and wanking. It was just
at the same time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
It was just. I would have washed them and then put them back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that.
My mate once showed me his cum rag, and it was absolutely disgusting. I still, honestly, it could fucking crawl.
Why did he even show you that?
Because it's what lads do, isn't it?
Well, it's not what we did.
I was doing pre-drinks in his room at uni. It was like an old T-shirt. I think it was a T-shirt that got free in freshers. Bearing in mind, we're in our third year. Oh, sorry.
In answer to Kate's question, I probably would have left it there. Probably.
Yeah, I would have just...
I wouldn't have... I think it would embarrass...
It'd embarrass
when it. Look, when a child is in the sort of those teenage years, they can be very sensitive and it can slightly scar them for life. So I probably would have left it there. But what's done is done. This one is from Vinny and Chloe. Dearest William Jordan, Chairman Emeritus Stewart, EPB and Diego.
Hello! You've not heard from me in a while, but I'll be back soon, bitches.
Recently, we went out...
Currently in a park, stranded, but I'll be back.
Recently, we went out with some friends in Macclesfield.
One place I can say I've never been. And I've done a lot of DJ gigs in...
Well, anyone in Macclesfield that wants to book Jordan.
Nottingham Way, innit?
No. It's...
Manchester. Yeah, Manchester. Yeah, Macclesfield.
I've gone through it on the train. It depends which route you're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, recently we went out with some friends in Macclesfield. We went out for a lovely meal, during which we asked our friends to be our best man and maid of honour. Eventually, slightly drunk and in high spirits, we moved on, stumbled into a bar and watched some live music. When it was about 1 a.m, we decided to leave. We walked through the crowd and into a second room in search of an exit. Uh-oh. Whilst leaving, we walked past a woman and I thought, she's wearing an odd top, it almost looks like skin, but thought nothing of it. I then looked directly in front of me to see a topless man. Unfortunately, I glanced down and realised he was not just topless, but also pantless, cock and balls on a show for all.
Where were they? Amsterdam or Macclesfield?
Macclesfield.
Okay.
That DJ gig you're going to do has suddenly taken a turn. Shocked, I glanced back to the woman, and she was also stark naked, beer in hand, mid-conversation with a fully clothed woman. I expected them to see a group of naked people, but it was just the two of them. After getting over our initial shock, the group ganged together to research the matter, and we found out that it is not illegal to be naked in public if you do not intend to cause shock. We didn't need to go to the costume store.
Okay.
We also learned that they are locals and have been seen in various places, including out for a naked Sunday roast dinner. What is the etiquette for seeing naked people in public? Do we awkwardly avoid eye contact, leave the bar, and strike up the conversation? Vinny and Chloe. Oh, okay.
It all goes on in Macclesfield, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I try and look them in the eye. Up here.
I thought it was illegal. There's a beach named Mum and Dad in Spain that me and my dad drive past for a laugh. That's so funny. It's a load of like old Dutch people just naked on beach.
Oh, it's always the Dutch.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah.
We're being shown in Holland, but in the Netherlands.
They were all just sat around this table drinking like beer, like couples, but naked.
Could you see Pino?
You could see a few Pinos.
Yeah.
It's weird, but they were all like elderly. I mean, each to their own.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, I Look, I don't want to be shamed by the nudist community, but it is generally accepted that when you are in public, you wear clothes.
So he was just in a bar naked.
And obviously the bar had no issue with it. They're obviously known locally. Never forget a face. And I would probably say you just have to talk to them normally. But it is weird. And if you are that nudist and people have funny reactions, I think you've got to maybe expect...
It's not slightly. Weird for them. It's weird for you.
Is it weird for you?
Well, look, you're talking to someone. I don't even like being naked in my house.
No.
As soon as I'm out of the shower, I've got my boxers on.
Oh, you're such a prude.
No, I'm not prude, but yeah.
So hang on. You have a shower. You get clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you put on the same boxers you've just taken
off?
No,
I'll put on clean boxers.
Okay, fine. Good.
Not total heathen.
Haven't been dragged up.
I'm not been dragged up.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah, if any, look, it is weird. I'm going to say it. It is a bit weird, but they're not hurting anybody. And you've just got to go with it.
You should.
And it'll be weird the first time you see them, but it probably won't be weird the second or third time.
You should avoid eye contact. Why do
No, you don't avoid eye contact. You make, in fact, the eyes is exactly where you should be looking.
Sorry, yeah. But you won't help. You couldn't help having a look.
No. Well, yeah, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd do it at a safe distance if you were inquisitive, for whatever reason.
I'd love to see you naked.
Say that again without sounding weird.
Hear me out. Just you walking down the street going to the shop. I can imagine you being a nudist. Because it's always your sort, innit? Not like that. I meant like it's always like posh people, innit? And
okay.
I've had too much of that. This is what I'm like. You should see me when we're on Prosecco.
For clarity, I don't want to see you naked.
No, I don't want to see you naked.
Well, you just said exactly the opposite.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant I want to see...
You do are starting to slur your words.
That is one strong drink, that. I meant, like, I can imagine... I'd love to see you naked in the street to see what people would think. I don't know where I'm going with this, William.
Okay, no.
Oh, it's gone straight to my head, that.
Maybe we'll do one of the... If next time we play Macclesfield...
We'll do it naked.
We'll do it naked.
We'll do it in the nude. In the buff.
Yes.
In your birthday suit.
Birthday suit.
Suit.
No, suit.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, thank you for all of that.
Oh, because I'm in old Macclesfield, don't it?
Yes, it's not just that furniture shop you see from the train. It does look like a very nice furniture shop. Arianci Bianchi or something like that.
Don't you see on EastEnders?
Probably.
Right. Thank you for your questions and dilemmas. We will see you on... I'm pissed.
We'll see you on Friday, fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Goodbye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.